any other terms that you've heard around here?
No.
Okay, how about, other than corporation names, you know, other than major names, what are those large food stores and shopping centers called?
Food stores, I guess. Grocery stores.
The real large ones, you know.
That's it.
Okay. How about a small neighborhood store? Just one that you might go down
grocery
and call.
Grocery store, bookshop, I don't know, 7-Eleven.
You know, what kind of a store, you see, some of that stays open late hours and everything, what kind of a store you call it?
Bookshop, I guess.
Okay. How about a store that sells special kinds of food, you know, like maybe kosher food or something, what would you call
it? Delicatessen.
All right. And then what kind of things do some people have in the kitchen to eat food with when they don't?
Stoves.
All right.
Ovens.
What else?
Toasters.
All right. What other kind of ovens could you find?
Ranges, yes. Microwave ovens.
All right.
Broilers, I don't know.
All right, if you had an electric stove.
Gas range, electric stove.
All right, and you didn't want to use your electric stove, what other kind of stuff can you use as to plug in your independent appliance that you might want to cook food with?
Hot plate. That's about it.
What about the thing that you might fry eggs in the morning? You ever seen those things and you just plug them in?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
Okay. How about, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry yet?
Yeah.
In your neighborhood, what do you call it?
A laundromat.
What was the second one?
Laundromat.
Laundromat?
Laundromat, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, whatever you call
it. Yeah, laundromat.
Okay. How about, what do you put dirty clothes in a house?
A hamper.
Okay, and then does it have is it open?
No.
Does it have a lid?
Yeah.
Okay, if it was just open, what'd you call it?
Sack, I don't know what you call it.
Okay, and what's an electric device used to pick up dirt?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay, what about the ones that, now is that the kind of, what's a vacuum cleaner look like in your mind?
Cylinder that holds the garbage and a long tube that sucks it up.
Okay, what about the type that has a handle that you just move like that?
Floor sweepers. Carpet sweepers.
Okay. What about one that it's like that when it has a, it's electric when it has a bag on it?
I'll call it vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, they used to use wooden like if you're mopping the floor, what kind of buckets would you use? What would more than likely most people have in their house?
Plastic buckets.
All right. Anything else you can call them?
Water buckets.
Okay. Have you seen those machines some people have for reducing bulk of garbage and trash? You know, where you put it in, you put the trash in
there. Garbage disposal?
Yeah, but it just reduces it.
Compressors?
Yeah. What else would you call them?
It's like garbage compressors.
Okay. What are the in your backyard, what do you put garbage in?
Garbage can.
Okay. And if it's big. And those containers behind the stores, the real, the green ones usually, what do you call those?
Garbage cans.
Okay. What are those buildings that put people in when they die?
Funeral homes.
All right, and then when you take them, there's another building.
Mausoleum.
Okay. Are there any other kind of buildings around here for interment after you die?
Not that I know.
Okay, what are some common names for cigarettes? Slang names.
Weeds. I can think of.
How about marijuana? They call cigarettes?
Joints.
All right. What else would it can be called?
Reefers, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever call a tobacco and marijuana cigarette the same?
No.
Okay. What do you call it? An enclosed room that is designed to receive maximum sunlight.
Greenhouse.
Okay, one, you know, maybe attached to your house when it's starting to roll, isn't it?
Florida room or something.
Let me start it to roll because this is going to run. Well, it's, what do you got there?